Welcome to the Speak It podcast with Candace Jenkins and John Wilson. Today is February 7th, 2018, and our sponsor is Ram Tools. We will be discussing a variety of topics, including but not limited to Super Bowl outcomes, Megan Berry, as well as the Chattanooga climate. Please enjoy. So, welcome to the Speak It podcast. This is Candace Jenkins with Montgomery & Associates Insurance in Brentwood, Tennessee. And we have...
John Wilson with Fire & Life Safety America here in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
The second episode. February 7th. A lot has happened since last week. Why don't we just reintroduce yourself, myself, kind of brief things on our business real quick. Mm-hmm. You know, how long have you been in Nashville? I think the people that are listening don't know you. Some don't know me. Why don't you kick it off? How long have you been here? How long have you been working with Montgomery? A little bit about Montgomery and Associates before we kind of go into other topics.
So that's kind of a two-part answer here. Okay. I moved here when I was in high school, and I went to last 2 years of high school in Franklin, Tennessee. And then I moved back when I was 19 to Minneapolis to be with Dustin, my now husband, sitting over here, also our producer.
That's right. And, making this all happen.
Yeah. So I moved back. We stayed there for a few years. And then about 4 years ago, you know, we decided to move back with our twin boys. And, you know, my mom's here and we have family here. So it just made sense. I worked for a small independent in Nashville at the time, just managing an agency that they had purchased. And then I met Montgomery & Associates, and they brought me on to kind of head up their commercial division and help build that out for the team. So,
And I hear that's going very well. So
it is going well. It's going well.
That's good.
It is going well. Yeah, and so some of our markets, you know, mainly our markets are going to be restaurants, multifamily apartment complexes, general contractors, and then logistics. So that means long-haul trucking and short-haul trucking. But anytime you're hauling people or or motor cargo, that's going to be, you know, kind of our niche there as well. So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
That's
good.
All right. That's good, yeah.
What about you, John?
Yeah, so John Wilson. I'm from the Memphis, North Mississippi area. I grew up in a small town called Senatobia, Mississippi, and moved up here in 2007. Got married to Aaron, and we've got two little boys, Avery and Reed Morgan, a couple toddlers, and just love it up here. And I've been working in fire protection since I got out of college there at Ole Miss, and never thought I'd get into fire protection, and but it's been taking care of us for 11 years.
Yeah.
And so, but Nashville is home, Murfreesboro's home, and love this area, and big duck hunter, big fisherman, and just, you know, it's a little bit about us. And Fire and Life Safety America, we're kind of a regional company from like Baltimore, Texas, everywhere in between. And fire sprinklers, fire alarms, fire extinguishers, fire alarm monitoring, that's the stuff we focus on. Mm-hmm. Inspections, we install it, you know, just making sure people are code compliant with insurance, fire marshals, and just the National Fire Protection Codes. And so, but we just wanted to kind of reintroduce ourselves to
the audience. Yeah, I don't think we did that.
So. No, like, who are these people starting this contest? Yeah. John and Candace. You know, I introduced
that's
you.
That's all you need to know.
That's right. I did a Lunch and Learn presentation, I think it was 2 days ago. It was my last slide. I was introducing you and myself in this podcast and making sure people are listening to it. Mm-hmm. And that was with Gray Star Property Management. And so it's just, we always have to introduce ourselves, but I don't think we did that last week. And so there you go. So why don't we kick off the Super Bowl?
Oh,
last week, talking about picks. And I was wrong and you were right.
Oh, that's right. See, I love hearing that.
You and the Eagles were the only ones, right? Everybody's wearing these underdog hats and shirts. Is that new? The Eagles. They're all wearing these, you know, costumes.
They know that they're the underdog, right? Anybody against the Predators, I mean, Patriots. See,
and the Predators are National Hockey Team.
Wrong sport. Okay, so anybody against the Patriots is the underdog, I feel like, because they're just, they always win.
They do. Except for Sunday. And real quick, Did you see what happened to the offensive coordinator for the Patriots,
no.
Josh McDaniels? He accepted the Indianapolis Colts job yesterday or whatever, and within a day, he backed out. So
really?
Yeah, I think Kraftman and Bill Belichick re-recruited him to stay as offensive coordinator for the Patriots. He could have got a big payday. I'm not sure what happened, but that was this morning. So we bring up-to-date news here.
Headline.
But, yeah, but the Eagles always had the lead and just had that moxie just, you know, staying on the Patriots, and Patriots kept coming back. Did you guys enjoy it?
Well, to be honest, it was on in the background. I was working, really, and I didn't pay attention.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Dustin, you did not like that. Dustin, big Patriots fan, as you guys heard last week.
It was enjoyable to watch. I enjoyed watching it.
Well, it was great until the end. I mean, you know, Brady is doing I think he threw for over 500 yards.
He threw a lot.
Incredible there, but I don't think the only time he's really touched was the last play when he had the fumble. So it was an incredible game.
Yeah, it was very incredible.
Yeah.
Doesn't it get, like, old winning all the time? You just have to think that with Brady because he's always winning.
I mean, Brady said going into the game he wasn't even nervous about being in the Super Bowl. That's how many Super Bowls he's been in. He's not nervous anymore.
That's crazy. I just, what else is there to do? I mean, what's he going to do when he retires?
Right.
Hold a microphone and commentate all the time?
Well, no. But he's going to try to be president. That's what everybody does.
Yeah. Giselle would own the White House.
And then once you're president, you've got it. That's probably pretty depressing because you've reached the top, right? That is the ultimate
I know, so many times.
Peak.
But they're great. I did not expect that. I think my wife asked me, who do you think is going to win? She asked that when the Patriots are up by or down by 10 points. I said, the Patriots, of course.
Uh-huh.
They're going to come back. They're going to win this thing, even when they didn't have momentum. So hopefully everybody's team won. I do know some Patriots fans in Murfreesboro. Trent, his team lost, and I do feel bad for him, some other people. So, but anyway, I was in Chattanooga yesterday. And, you know, we just became a member of the Chamber of Commerce. If you did not know this, and other people not know this, they got Chamber of the Year across the country this last year.
Wow.
They're doing a lot of big things. I actually sat in on an orientation yesterday for new members, and then I went to a lunch as well. The new chamber president spoke and just spoke about all the initiatives coming up and the growth and everything. And have you guys been to Chattanooga?
We have not. We talk about it a lot. You know, we're big talkers. We just don't go. We want to go. I don't know. I feel like if I'm going to go somewhere, like, it needs to be somewhere like tropical or out of the state, you know.
Yeah, well, you got to have the funds and the time.
Yeah,
you know, think about Chattanooga. You can go down there in under 2 hours. You know, they got the aquarium. They got the coolest park. They got the longest pedestrian bridge in the country over, you know, going over the Tennessee River there. And it's really awesome. But if you guys are interested, anybody else interested in joining the chamber, Taylor Belcher will take care of you. Great guy, and I'm actually doing their annual trade show next week.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in downtown. It's free for the public to come into. So if anybody out there that spends time in Chattanooga, just keep that in mind. And just, it's amazing. One thing they did say is they didn't, they want to do their own thing. They're not interested in becoming the
Nashville.
New Nashville. And they're really...
Everybody always says that, but secretly...
Well, yeah,
secretly, I think. They all want to be Nashville, right?
Well, it's so neat how Chattanooga does have the mountains literally right on the town. You know, Signal Mountain, Lookout Mountain.
Yeah, I heard it is very beautiful.
It is cool. You know, Nashville is, I think that it's amazing with all the buildings they have going up and everything. But if we can keep the eye on all the parks we can keep in downtown Nashville and stuff. But so you'll have to go to Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep you up to date on that.
Okay.
It's a great place. And Taylor... they got it going on down there. It's crazy to hear they got Chamber of the Year. So, we also got our first sponsor.
Wow.
Ram Tool, David Pledge.
That's right.
He's a sales rep for Ram Tool, one of the sales rep. And FLSA, we've been using them for a while now. Safety products, tools, rebar, construction materials, concrete. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys might not have a need for them, but if you need office.
No, but I can insure them. Okay.
Yes, you can.
When
you
give me a call, Ram
there.
Tool.
they're a big company. But David couldn't be here today, and I asked him, I said, what are other projects going on that we haven't talked about yet? And he didn't mention the Nashville Soccer Stadium.
Oh, yes.
We haven't talked about that.
No.
Are you guys soccer fans?
No.
No?
I mean, I played between like second and fourth grade, so.
Yeah, I think I stopped in fifth grade.
Yeah.
I think, I don't know. I don't know what Nashville think about it because everybody really loves the Titans, the Predators, and that's a big initiative. And I just looked at an article this morning that they're being sued because they put it on the new stadium going to the fairgrounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and people don't want that to just go up. It's another thing that costs traffic. And mm-hmm. I don't know if they get if they fill the stadium up. I don't know.
I don't know. I think people will get into it, you know, once they're here just because it's
a diverse population. Yeah. Look, a lot of people I think would go to it, and a lot of our kids play soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Heck, my house is over by the state championship fields in Murfreesboro with all the state teams come and play. It's half a mile away from my house, and everybody's always playing soccer, so I bet they would fill it up or at least get to capacity.
Yeah.
So that's coming up. He mentioned the Nashville Yards. That's another, here, I'll turn it over here. Right here,
wow.
Downtown. This section right here, all these new buildings and hotels and initiatives going up. You're talking 10, 15 buildings just in this area where the old Lifeway building was.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up. So somebody like David would get safety tools, you know, like I said, construction products to them. We've used them. So people out there, consider David and Ram Tool, and he'll be our sponsor for maybe next couple shows. So we got to introduce you to him. Great guy. Another great partner to network with. And I've been networking with him for 4 to 5 years now. So great sponsor and partner to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So. But looks like the Nashville downtown market with the soccer stadium and the Nashville Yards are two other items coming up that would mess up traffic.
Well, I don't know. Can traffic really get any worse?
It can get worse with Tennessee. The new transit plan.
Well, we're going to go right into that, aren't we?
I don't know. We have to go right into that right now. We were going to mention some restaurants for people that maybe they haven't been to.
Mm-hmm.
Something that they would like, whether it be take the family to or a nice dining at night. What was one that you would like to suggest here in Nashville?
Yeah, well, specifically, if you've never been to Nashville, the Nashville area or Middle Tennessee area, I mean, me personally, I would go straight to downtown Franklin.
Okay.
And then I would hit up, you know, Gray's on Main right there, or if you've never been to Puckett's. Puckett's is in Nashville, too. Puckett's is great. But
Mary D's in downtown Franklin.
Yes.
That place is great. We love that.
Mm-hmm. Did you say Mary D's?
Mary D's, yeah.
It's Meridies.
Now, everybody say, hey, you're from the north. You're from here, too. But
yeah, the northerners know how to enunciate.
Say that. I think I enunciate okay. I say that one more time for the people that
Meridies.
Don't. Meridies.
Meridies Bread Basket.
Yes, it's great.
Yes, they're good too. They're, you know, obviously like more of a lunch spot.
And, I know it's I
and
like
a bakery kind of. And
great cookies.
Yeah, they're
guys.
Really good.
Great cookies for your New Year's resolution. And
are
the bread.
You already,
the bread.
You're already off of your New Year's resolution.
I'm so far off of it. I'm in another county right now. So, but so there's goods to mention. I was going to mention Brick Tops. I know they're in Franklin. They're right off of West End. So mm-hmm. you get done with some business meetings or you're coming in town off of 440, coming in from Memphis. Brick Tops has got a nice restaurant. The food's got good pricing. They got mm-hmm. great steaks. That's something to mention. I really like them. And I want to mention, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say Mellow Mushroom. Okay. If you've never been to Mellow Mushroom, they have it in different states.
Right.
But they didn't have it in Minnesota. And it is just.
Well, where's the one you're talking about?
Well, in downtown Franklin, but obviously they
have
it.
Yeah, it's right down the square.
I think
right
they have
the
it in Nashville, too, but.
Yeah.
We
don't
yes.
have the one in Murfreesboro.
Excellent pizza.
I think it may be in Murfreesboro. Still.
Excellent, excellent
pizza. They do have good pizza.
Oh, and then Dustin just showed me a picture of Potbelly sandwiches. Now, they have that in Nashville, right?
I think
they're in Oh, it's in the Gulch. Okay. So it's in the Gulch area. Now, if you are not from the north, you would not know what this is, but it is like the best toasted sandwich, like homemade shakes, chili.
They just got a new customer. Look at that.
So good. Yeah. And I don't know. Maybe we're just nostalgic because it's from Minnesota and it reminds us of home. But
oh, there's the plug. I see. I see. It's from Minnesota.
But it's really, it's really good.
Okay.
So.
I do have to mention one more. If you guys like barbecue, Tennessee, the South is known for barbecue. Peg Leg Pork.
Oh, they're putting one in Spring Hill down here.
Are they really?
Yes, it's
let me say
done.
This. Now, mm-hmm. unless somebody else pays us a lot of money to say something differently. Peg Leg Porker has the best barbecue in Nashville. I want somebody to break that, fix that for me. Their pulled pork is incredible. Make sure you get a lot of bark.
Okay.
It's incredible.
Bark.
So
what is that?
It's the skin. It's the outside.
Charred stuff?
Yeah, that's that. Okay. That's what all the flavor is.
Okay.
So they'll give me half bark and half the actual meat, but it's so good. So that, I think if you do nothing else and pick up nothing else on this podcast today, this episode.
Oh, yes. Peg Leg Porker.
The Peg Leg Porker. And these other restaurants in downtown Franklin, and may not be the flashiest of places, but they're the
charm, Southern
the charm.
Charm.
That's what we want to focus on, the podcast and the food.
That's
so
right.
Get off your resolution for just a second and go enjoy some of this food. So, and the macaroni and cheese at Peg Leg Porker is incredible. So why don't we get back into traffic real quick?
Okay.
This is more of a serious issue.
Oh.
We talked about Megan Berry last week, and we're going to talk about her briefly on this episode as well. So did you hear about what happened since we spoke last week to this week?
Go into the transit. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, she has a transit plan and that we talked about, $5 billion to $9 billion plan that's going to be voted on, I think I saw this week, to see if it's going to make the ballot in May.
Yes.
And then last week, she came out and had an interview that she's been having an extramarital affair with her head of security. Is that right?
That's right.
And wow, it just really shocked all of Nashville. And this is not a political type of chat here. This is just like what's going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's got this big plan coming up. She's also got this big issue right now. And a lot of people are really upset with, they went on 9 separate trips together, just those two. And I think there was France and Greece or 2 of those trips. And people are worried how much of the taxpayers' money and funds are going towards some of these trips.
I don't think it was billions of dollars. I'm pretty sure it didn't make a dent in the transit situation.
No. Well, how they correlate is like, if you want me to buy into this plan, somebody on the other aisle, if you want me to buy into this plan, what else is going on that we don't know about? What else are we not telling the whole truth? And I think those are some of the conversations with her wanting to be taken seriously. This is not even, it's not political. It's just like, hey, what's, can you trust whoever that person is? And that's, you know, what do you think about that?
I think that you need to separate personal from work sometimes. You know, I think it being in the spotlight, yes, it was an unfortunate scandal, I guess you should say, that came out. Absolutely.
Right.
But I think you need to separate. She is still a human being.
I agree.
And humans make mistakes.
All the time.
And
especially politicians.
You know, maybe it didn't affect her work at all. Maybe it was just her personal life that was affected, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, I just know, I do know there's some committees looking into it, and it's kind of going to be a big deal and things like that. So it's worth us talking about. People, you know, I don't think a lot of people know about it because, you know, people get so tired of the news and they read the newspaper. It's all just the issues of the poor issues of the day. What's going on? Who did this to who? And there's not a lot of positive stuff out there, and this isn't a positive situation. So
yeah, so we're bringing it to you.
Yeah, well, we're just, you know, it's a talk show, so we talk about, you know, this, and it's just, I think it's worth noting when she got this over here with the transit plan, so we got this going on. So how's that going to affect the plan, some of the other things? And so
I think at the end of the day, business is still business, and if it's a good plan, you know, and we can find the funding, then it's going to happen. So.
Yeah, I agree. It's just worth noting. I wanted to bring that up, and I think it sounds like she's been doing a great job, and, you know, the outlook for Nashville has been great. She's been, I think, in office for about a year. And
oh, so, really? Is that all?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
So, yep.
No.
Just a year.
I feel like it's been longer than that. Well, maybe it has just been a year. Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Dustin's looking that up feverishly over here.
Yeah, our hands are moving. Our hands are moving when we talk, and he's over there doing some research and stuff. So
that's right.
Another thing that's coming up is the Olympics.
Okay.
I think the 8th or the 8th or 9th, we're going to have the opening in South Korea.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, I think, Dustin, you like curling?
I like curling.
Oh, my gosh. Curling is like
the winter golf. You know, golf clap. You got to be real quiet.
The most boring sport I've ever. I don't even know how to sport.
So
I don't
much for the curling.
Sorry
listeners.
If you're a curler. I'm sorry. We just lost you. The whole,
no,
you know, one person listening.
There may be a curling group in Nashville.
Yeah, that could be.
There might be. Dustin, you may want to research that and join that group. So, you know, I do like to watch the Winter Olympics. You know, it's something at night where, you know, everybody can kind of watch it, pay attention. And but it's in South Korea. It's kind of, you know, so close to North Korea. Did you hear about the women's hockey team? South Korea and North Korea are going to share players?
No.
Absolutely. They're sharing a team. And so I wonder how that's going to go down. And
teamwork.
Yeah. It, you know, with all the stuff going on with North Korea, I just wonder how, you know, that's really close. Is everything going to be okay? I assume it's going to be okay. But
I'm sure.
You do have to. But behind the scenes, the security measures have to be put in place. Mm-hmm. Right? So
absolutely.
I do like to watch some of the skiing. I like that Lindsey Vonn's going to be skiing, you know. Shaun White, snowboarder.
That's probably the only person I know in the Olympics.
What other sports are the Olympics?
I don't...
And the Winter Olympics.
I mean, I'm not a big watcher, you know, of the Winter Olympics.
Some of the listeners, I bet, are.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just...
Well, you have skiing, you have snowboarding, you have...
Oh, figure skating.
Figure skating.
Oh, yeah, figure skating.
Figure skating, yeah. That's been...
Bobsled.
I don't know. Ever since the whole Tonya Harding incident, I don't know. That's
a good segue. She's got like a show or something coming up.
What, like a movie on the
yeah,
scandal?
Yeah, something. What's that person playing her?
What is it? Is it like a Lifetime movie?
No, I think it's a real movie. It's in a real actress, obviously a blonde actress. I can't, we'll have to look that up. But she is, you know, I wonder how the Olympics affect her because she... She says it wasn't her. She didn't plan to do that. Whoever hurt Nancy Kerrigan.
Right. So, come on.
We don't know the truth. You have to think when you're on the other side of the news, and you have to take a lot of stuff for like with a grain of salt. We don't know.
Yeah,
you
know, we don't stuff. Know, but
yeah,
I don't know.
So I
wonder
what Tonya Harding
would be watching
the Olympics.
We kind of all know, don't we?
Nancy might be watching the Olympics, but
she might be listening to this podcast.
She might be. She might be. So. But yeah, I watch a little bit of it. It helps, you know, at the end of the day, what's going on and some of that stuff. Gosh, I think it's a 17-hour delay.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I mean, it'll be almost a whole day before you see something, you know, live or already recorded or whatever. So, the Olympics is a kind of a big deal. A lot of people appreciate that and watch it and, you know, just to get excited about it. So
yeah.
I think I like the Summer Olympics a little bit better with the track and field and some of the, you know, other sports. Golf? Did they add that back?
Isn't it back? Did they take it away?
I think they brought it back. Yes, it was. It was in Brazil, was it not?
I think so.
It was. Brazil.
So are the golfers in the Olympics better than the golfers?
They're the same people.
They're the same people?
They play for their own countries.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
see,
that's what they
you
do.
Know, I don't.
It's the same people.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah. But, so if anybody's interested in Olympics, that's coming up soon. And if there's any awesome moves or whiz by the USA team or anything crazy or dramatic that goes on, we will bring that to you. It's be worth noting. So, but what's the rest of your week look like?
Just crazy. Running around.
Just blowing and going. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
So.
Well, like I said last week, we got some big healthcare meetings coming up that we're excited about next week and going to be exhibiting at the Chattanooga Expo next week. Be meeting a lot of people, you know, from vendors to customers and buildings and a lot of different players in the Chattanooga market. So really excited about that. Like to meet new people.
That's right.
Imagine that. I don't think you like to not meet new people if you're not in like sales and marketing.
Well, some people just like to keep to themselves.
Yeah, some people do. And we're going to be introducing this podcast here real soon. We've sent it out a little bit. We got to get our bios updated.
I know.
Right? We got to get that up.
Yeah, there's a blank.
Yeah.
Yeah, blank bio for me.
So we're going to send this out and we'll get a bio up and we'll send it out. And, you know, don't be too critical of the show right off the bat. We're going to work on some things. We're going to have different things, different segments introduced to you and brought to you by certain sponsors. But I did want to mention David again. David with, do you remember?
Ram Tool.
Guys, he's a great guy and great company. We use him. You guys could use him. A lot of general contractors, project managers, superintendents, hotels, big industrial plants need somebody like Ram Tool. So we're glad that he's a part of this and we could bring him to the market. So any other, who are we going to have on the show coming up here soon?
Well, you had some people.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Mr. Jared of Barrett Firearms we're going to have on here in a couple weeks. I think Miss Kelly, being director of membership of the Chamber of Commerce for Rutherford mm-hmm. County, I would like to be on. Parrish Alford of the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal is a sports columnist for Ole Miss. We're going to kind of talk about some SEC football, Ole Miss football, mm-hmm. kind of bring in a different topics, and maybe a former mayor.
Maybe the former mayor, Mr. Tom Miller. We'll see.
Yeah.
He was interested in doing it, so.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
We got some other things in the work that would be really exciting. So
let us know who you want to see. Who do you want to hear, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, yeah, not see, because you can't see us.
Not yet. We may do some live Twitter and Periscope type stuff here in the future and maybe do some stuff on site. Mm-hmm. I've talked to some people. They're excited about us coming on and shooting and kind of repping their site and their business. They'd mm-hmm. be happy for us to do that. Some clients and some non-clients. So that'd be fun. I think that'd be fun for the show.
Right.
You know, if we did it at a restaurant, we got the food in front of us. What new dish do they have and everything? And have whoever the chef or the person that runs the facility there and interview them with mm-hmm. what they're doing, their business. So we do have some goals. It's not just going to be, you know, just a regular podcast. Sometimes you can see us, you know.
How are your goals going, by the way?
Which goals?
For New Year's.
I think we talked about that.
No, we didn't. You just said you're not doing them anymore. So you're not doing any of them?
I'm working out.
I'm working out.
So I'm working out a little bit. I'm eating just so terrible.
See, we're doing great. That's why I wanted to bring it up. I love to highlight.
See, I'm turning red right now. You can't say I'm turning red. You guys are doing great. I'm not.
Dustin and I are doing excellent.
Are you really?
Yes. We are doing like this ketogenic thing. So.
What is that? What is that?
I'm not going to go into the scientific methodology here, but is that a word, methodology? Did
yes,
I say
is.
That right?
And if okay. it isn't, if it,
it
isn't,
is now.
It is now.
So we're doing great. It's basically low carbohydrate, but.
Is that like kale or something?
Kale?
Isn't that what? Or
kale like, is a vegetable.
Right. The people are got on that kick, what, the last few years, kale and, you know, seaweed and stuff like mm-hmm. that. Anything to lose a few pounds.
No, it's just, it's not really about losing a few pounds. I mean, it is about that, obviously.
Feeling better.
But it's more, yeah, feeling better, not being so, I guess, lethargic feeling when you eat so many carbs and just kind of the food from the holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, the sugar.
That's a wild feel. Not every day.
So we've been doing well. I just had to bring that up. Thanks.
Well, you know, look outside. I mean, it's just so rainy and cloudy. I want the weather to break to where you feel like you get outside and walk the dog more, do more. And kind of you have those natural calories to just get burned. You know, right mm-hmm. now with the winter, I mean, you're always inside. You're eating this, you're eating that. And if you're on the road, it's tough. But I was on the show with actually another we're going to have on is Chad Rowland from mm-hmm. RTM Roofing. I've been on the radio with him 3-4 times for Renovation Nation. 99.7, 11 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Mm-hmm. Great guy. I do a lot of networking with him. And we talked about, I think it was right before the new year, we talked about resolutions. And one of the things we talked about, and we laughed a lot about it, were the 10 worst gas station foods to eat.
Oh, God.
And we did. And one of those was the powdered donuts that you see that people like to eat and stuff like that. So there are things to avoid. There are things to focus more on. But he's going to be a great guest.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to sit right here beside us. And he's a, you know, great having people on and hosting a radio show for almost a year now. It's just so fun to be around as well. So, you've met Chad.
Oh, yeah. I've met Chad.
Yeah.
At the wee hours of the morning at Panera Bread.
That's right. In Brentwood. That's right. Panera Bread.
You were supposed to show up to that.
Why'd you have to bring
John,
that up?
But, you know, John.
I did have a big presentation.
John had a big presentation that he forgot about. And he decided to text us at like 5 a.m. And it's like, you know what? I'm not going to make it. By that point, we were all on the road, you know, to meet each other. So.
We'll bring up another group. I was presenting to about 70 or 80 maintenance directors for the Greater National Apartment Association
mm-hmm.
there in Hermitage that morning. I was just trying to get my presentation in line and things like that. So I was focused on that before I got on the road. So there was a good reason, but mm-hmm. you guys got together either way. So Chad, listen to this. You will be a guest here real soon.
will be a guest whether you like it or not.
He keeps telling me, hey, when do you want me to come on? So. And he'll help us continue the fun, and he knows a lot of people, and they bring a great product and great service to people as well.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that name in mind, RTM Roofing, commercial,
Mainly residential though. Residential.
Working on some commercial as well, but get your roofs inspected. You know, keep that in mind too. So they'll do free inspections for you. So Chad's a great guy. He'll be great for the show and always great to be around. So I acted like you didn't know who he was, but you know who he is.
I know who he is.
So, and Carly. Carly's fun to be around too.
She comes
too.
To our office. Uh-huh.
That's right. Does.
So I think, we might wrap this up.
Yeah, this was a fun show. It was. I like that we get to laugh just for work.
Just variety. That's right.
It was a variety. We had a few things, you know, Super Bowl. We let people know who we are a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Chattanooga and our first sponsor, Ram Tool and such. And
that's right.
So we did talk about Megan Berry just a tad. We were on the fence about it, but like Candace said, you know, work is work, personal is personal. She's doing a good job, and just keep focused on that. So thank you for joining us for our second podcast. I'm John Wilson, Fire and Life Safety America.
Candace Jenkins with Montgomery & Associates Insurance.
Talk with you soon and next week. Thank you.
Bye.